This is CliffCentral.com.
So, welcome to another installment of The Curve Corner. My name is Andile Kunene, half man, half amazing. Cool as ice, twice as nice.
And my name is Nolu Thando Nkosi. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Fantastic. It's an awesome day in December. And as usual, we're having a lot of fun. But we're talking about Instagram, social media, Facebook, entertainment as a whole, you know, celebrities, movies, you name it, we're talking about it. And, you know, with all these guys doing big things, I mean, Questa was doing a thing with Wale over the weekend. I think he's going to be doing another thing with Rick Ross next year. We've got Casper Nyoves selling 10 million copies of, I don't know which album, but...
Streams.
Oh, is it Streams? Oh, okay. I read something like 10 million whatever sold.
It's combined streams.
Oh, okay. But he's doing it big. You know, he's the first guy in Africa to sell that many. No, man. Not Pitch Black Afro. What's that guy's name? The guy with the blonde hair. He used to make like ratch music. You know the songs from TS Records, the ones that had the ghost? DJ Cleo.
Oh, wow.
That guy. Didn't he like break some record?
He was the first most downloaded.
He sold like over 1 million.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
He was like the first guy
on MTN
to break the digital sphere.
Yeah, he did it big, yo.
Yeah.
But I mean, shout out to Casper for doing his thing, whole 10 million whatnot. But yeah, so Uzolani posed a question, Guti. Is South African entertainment industry on the same, in terms of quality, is it on the same playing ground as international stuff? What do you think?
No, we're not on the same playing ground. But then the question is, does it have to be, are we using international standards as the benchmark? The benchmark,
yes.
Okay, then no, we're definitely not.
I've seen some things on BET that I'm like, BET, Mzansi, Magic, same WhatsApp group.
Okay.
For realsies, though. Have you seen these, like, shady...
Yeah, but those are... I mean, B-grade. There's a difference between low-budget films and blockbusters. I think let's first make that very clear.
Yeah.
Those are very specialized channels as well.
Okay.
That cater for a completely different market.
Okay.
And they are not necessarily blockbuster productions.
But do you think we can do blockbuster production, like right now?
No, I think there's definitely room to. It's just people using, number one, the right equipment.
Mm-hmm. Which we've got in this country.
Yeah. And besides, the our TV sets and everything else that we have at home can take it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really just from a production point of view that people need to go in with the end product in mind.
But do you think the talent is there? I think maybe... Let's talk about the talent.
Yeah.
Because there's what's her name? Light skin girl? Pearl Tusi. She did a thing on Quantico.
Light skin girl. Yeah.
Yeah, she's light skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's nice. Mm. Yeah, tall glass of water. Hey, she nice. Hey. She did a thing on Quantico.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Trevor Noah, Daily mm-hmm. show, doing mm-hmm. it big. Mm-hmm. Who else do we have overseas?
Well, she just got a nomination, an Emmy nomination.
Doing it big.
Yeah.
You know, so the talent is, hey? Black Coffee, doing it big.
Questa doing his thing right now.
So we're clearly either catching up or now we're being, there's more exposure on our talent.
Definitely. And I mean, thanks to technology and social media and all of those things that have made the world even smaller.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the likes of Alicia Keys dancing to South African tracks on
social
media.
That's dope.
Because at the end of the day, a dope track is a dope track.
It doesn't matter what
corner of the world it comes from. So the talent is there.
Yeah.
The technology is there. I think certain things just need to catch up. Like, if we look at the entertainment industry, yes, there's definitely a standard because it all originates from somewhere. Mm. And if we're going to use the States
as a benchmark,
then there's a lot of things that we're not doing. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you stay in Johannesburg, when you're a Joburg baby and you see our celebrities, you're not asking for autographs.
Yeah, but I mean, that's because you're a Joburg baby. I mean, there's a certain type of arrogance, I think, that gets, with, you know, Joburg inbred into Joburg babies. Because,
yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
Generally, all these people, we know them. Joburg's like Hollywood, guys.
Okay.
You know, and if you grew up with Ryan Seacrest, you know, it generally means your friends know him. Okay. The guys you went to the school with, you know this guy.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be starstruck when you bump into him. It's just going to be like, oh, hey, Ryan.
Okay, so I, for instance,
so for me, I'm like, hey, Ryan Seacrest, yay. I think I still wouldn't get a
autograph
from Ryan Seacrest. But
I,
this is Joburg thing.
Moments.
But you're a Joburg baby.
Yeah.
I've seen people like us. Remember Utandaza from Mubango?
Mm.
Yeah. She used to live like in Bracken or something like that, close to my house.
Okay.
And there was this one time I was with my sister and some chick came off the phone. She was on the phone.
Yeah.
And she sees Tandas and she's like, oh my God, sorry, we are actor. Daily autograph, like verbatim. And I thought that was so amazing.
That's really cool.
So now I try to go out my way to make celebrities, well, also that, so that South African celebrities
feel special.
Yeah,
so you, that guy who goes and asks for an autograph, not because you want it, but because I respect the craft type.
Yeah, I think they deserve it. Okay. I think they deserve, you know, feeling special because they've done something special.
Okay.
You know, I saw Maloya, Sbu.
Yeah.
He was just on the phone, but I was going to go get a, because I think he's freaking amazing. I grew up listening to his music.
Okay.
Thinking, I'm a lawyer, that was the thing for me, you know? And you know, I think because also I didn't grow up in Johannesburg 100%. I lived in like East London and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember just thinking, oh, these guys are on TV. I wish I could see them.
Okay.
You know, I wish I could meet them or whatever, you know, and seeing them. I saw Mshoza at Maponya Mall.
Did you get starstruck there too?
I did. I also got light skin struck.
Did you also just want to go Otogi's Gogo vibes?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Probably irritates the hell out of her. Yeah.
But you see, that's what I think. The reason why I don't approach celebrities is because I think they just get it from everywhere. You know, so I'm...
Yeah, it's their job.
I get that. But... Shame, man. I just, you know, if we're caught in conversation, I'll let you know how I think you're doing.
Who do you think is the douchiest celebrity in South Africa? Like, douche. Like, I'm so cocky. I'm like Kanye West cocky.
I don't know.
You don't think there's a Kanye West cocky?
Look, I think people are human and you get them on different days. I haven't experienced one celebrity who has a constant douchebagginess about them.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. But do you think that they are? I mean, what?
Of course they are. I'm
sure
they are.
What's the word on the street?
I'm the wrong person to ask.
Is word on the street is Casper's cocky as hell.
Douchebag of note.
Casper, apparently you're a douchebag of note. Come through to the studio. Let's find out. who else? I heard AK. Girls be complaining about AK, talking about he's a proper douche.
But look, I think people also have a problem with people knowing who they are and being sure of themselves.
Okay. You know? You mean like celebrities?
So, I mean, the moment ngithi, yo, mina yazi ngimuhle kanjani.
Sure.
Then
it's a problem.
Oh, this
lawyer's
girl.
Jail.
I mean,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Carrie Hilson had that whole song, The Pretty Girl Rock, which
is
one of my anthems.
Sure.
Because it makes you feel good.
I love that song, my damn self.
It's one of those songs that makes you feel good, right? So
yeah.
The moment you come out like that, people don't see that as you affirming yourself or, you know, just reminding yourself who you are.
Mm.
They just think, oh, Maralono yas jela.
Mm.
And I've learned to think or to say to myself, veling as jela, if I'm jailing, you're jail all van, type of thing.
Tell
them,
girl.
You have to have a certain
confidence
about yourself. Life is just, and people are just too harsh. Like, you really have to have some kind of, I want to say backbone, but it doesn't fit. You have to have that thing.
Sauce.
You got the juice.
You gotta have the sauce. You know?
Yeah. But you know what's interesting, right? Which I absolutely love, is that social media, and I hate that we keep referring to social media, but I guess it's the times.
Yeah.
You know, we can't really do anything about it. Social media has changed the celebrity game.
Of course.
Like, you ain't gotta be on TV no more.
Nah.
Hey, it's just like, yo,
you don't gotta be a celebrity no more.
But this is precisely what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, there's this girl, Mihlali. She's got 328,000 followers. Like, I don't even know what she does. but 328,000 followers. And this is just Instagram. Hey, what does she do? Oh, she's a makeup artist.
Oh, okay.
Like, who does she make up? Who does she make up?
Who does she make up?
Who does she make up? Hey?
Does that matter?
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying.
From the sound of it, it sounds like she's got more followers than the people she actually makes up.
But this is what I'm saying. And how is this happening when you are... See, I don't understand how I'm on Uzalo, for instance, which is probably one of the most popular shows in this country mm-hmm. after Generation. No, it's even taken the spot. Yeah, Generation. Generation's dead now. Mm. So Uzalo is the bomb.com right now.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on Uzalo every single day. I'm a lead character, yo. You see me every single episode. And I'm sitting on 75,000 followers. And here comes Mihlali, slay queen. Okay, my bad, Mihlali. I'm sorry, girl. Maybe you're not a slay queen. And I'm just, you know.
Is that a bad reference, slay queen?
I don't know. You know, but you know the memes. You know. Hey. Yeah,
women
are touchy. And women are touchy. But, okay. You know, my apologies if that offends you. I'm just saying that you slaying. I see you. You on fire, girl. I'm seeing these pictures. You know, I'm going to like some of them. I follow you, too. Hey.
I also think you can also, like, buy a celebrity now.
Oh, you can what buy a celebrity.
You can buy a celebrity.
How so?
So you can buy followers.
Oh, okay.
Because
yeah.
social media, you can buy followers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So if you put in enough racks, you could like yeah. have a million followers.
Rex so on, so if you got the money, if you got the so maybe some of these people have bought these, but I think it's organic B. Because you know what, I follow this girl. Which means that I know you follow her.
Fam.
You know what I mean?
You know that ad, you know that sponsored
yeah, ad, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like
yeah.
Yeah.
Like yeah, yeah.
Buy followers.
Yeah. But listen, guys, I mean, based on what you guys are saying right now, it hasn't changed. The platform has changed. If you think back to high school
yeah.
or even the street that you grew up in
yeah.
And how that there was always that popular girl, that popular guy, whether or not he was cute or she was cute, but there was always something about that person. And if you were out of that hood, but you mentioned that hood, they'd go, yo, yamazuzanele. You know, like if
yeah,
you
yeah, yeah, yeah,
Dube
yeah.
or whatever, and then they yeah. go, yo, Yamazuzanel.
What's a pimvi?
You know what I mean?
Spurb town.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Let's not go there. but I think it's that sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'll find someone on social media and I'll think, yo, that person is so dope. So if I see you on Instagram, I'm going to go, hey, yo, check out Uzanele.
Sure.
You know, at Zanele, what.
Sure.
What. And then that's how you, besides the buying the celebrity, that's how you organically grow. Because you've got,
she's fly. She, yeah, yeah. You've got a following already.
And clearly she's got a certain niggas type of cool you. About her, you know?
Okay.
Let's not act like I'm a cheese boy in high school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Amachi's boy. I mean, Amachi's boy, a lot of the time, were very boring. But because they had the guap, and because it's, I'll come over to my house, I'm yeah, having yeah. a party at my house, yeah, then you're popular yeah. because...
form of buying celebrities.
Well, yeah, yeah, no, definitely. You're the kid with the soccer ball.
So do you think, like, all celebrities bought then?
Yes, marketing.
Hey?
Yeah.
So, yeah, all celebrities bought
definitely.
Then?
Definitely.
So anyone can be a celebrity. Throw the right amount of money at it. And you can yes, be a celebrity.
Yes.
Especially on Instagram.
Yeah.
I want to be an Insta celebrity, yo. Like, I see TV, yo. I just want to be famous on Insta.
Really?
For real.
Guys, hit Andile up. He's at Andile Kunene.
Yeah, yeah.
On every platform yeah. you can find him. Please make him famous. Cause
yeah, and I'm the Andile Kunene that's got half man, half amazing. Look, all the other ones are not necessary.
No, but yeah. you don't have any numbers. That's your handle is clean. It's at Andile Kunene.
I've got like 600 followers or something like that. Is that a big number?
No. Number one, you stay in Soweto, and in Soweto there's how many people?
Hey? Ah, yes. Okay. So, it's fine.
Nah, just say.
It's fine. Talk.
In the grander scheme of things.
Yeah, okay. One day. Next year, 2018, baby.
Let's make Andy Insta-famous.
Hey, we're going Insta-famous.
Okay, but
And here's the thing, right? Look, I'm looking at this girl's, and I'm not picking on you. What's a hunky guy on Instagram?
I don't know.
Precisely. Because women are the ones that are hot on Instagram. but here's the thing, right? I'm looking at her pictures.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about the quality of between the United States and South Africa. And if I didn't know any better.
You'd think she's international.
that would be my first point of call. I mean, these pictures are incredible. That's, I'm like, did you even iPhone. Take them in South Africa? Hey? Yeah, Insta. It's like, yeah, we're all the same now. It's just, if you've got a like bad picture on Instagram, you're probably using an Android phone. Don't do that. Stop it.
Or you just don't know how to use your camera.
Yeah, yeah.
And but guys, I mean, I'm sorry. Are killing these it things, out here. Look, these things take time. Number one, you have to take 1,000,001 selfies in order to choose the right one. And then there's the people who know how to set their things up. You know, when they've got that pink little teddy bear next to that pink little, but they're all pastel colors, and the one is a slight lighter shade of the other.
Yeah, for sure.
Guys, that's a lot, hey? That's like.
Do you think they edit these pictures after? That's oh well, no, they direction. Definitely, of course they definitely they do the edit.
But it takes a certain Photoshop, amount of Lightroom. Art direction.
Hey. Yeah, ne.
Look, I can't put those pictures together. I've tried to do those outfit posts and guys.
Yeah, and the wall behind you is just crap.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, how do you find all these good places to take? Yeah. I mean, look at this picture. And she's right outside of a like food store out here.
And why do you have a furry carpet? Yeah. I want one so I can put my jeans on it.
You know, furry carpets and things like that.
Yeah, because it just makes it look sad.
So basically editorial. What you're saying is that you don't have money to buy a furry carpet and and take pictures.
Maybe that's what I'm saying.
Oh, here's a furry carpet picture.
I told you.
That means it's a thing.
Every like famous blogger / Instagrammer yeah. has a furry carpet.
She's not an Instagrammer, she's a makeup artist.
Yeah, ne?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, facts.
Anyway.
She works.
So
she doesn't have bookings in her bio. Hang on, let me check before I say that. Ah, see, she does not have bookings in her bio. We know what that is.
I forgot. That's just you advertising your business, man. I mean, she's a makeup artist.
Bookings.
Yeah.
Bookings. There's no guy with bookings.
You need to book makeup artists, guys.
Hey, no, I get that. But no. Bookings, it's code. It's like Instagram code. Hey, it's Instagram. It's Instagram code, yo. I'm telling you.
Okay. But I mean, in terms of social media has definitely leveled the playing field of the standards.
Which means that even like television could be of that standard.
Oh, yeah. Like, let's all start shooting in 4K.
Okay.
That's a start.
Okay.
And not SD.
Yeah.
We're like, not naming names, but.
Yeah. I will name them.
No, but don't.
I'll keep it quiet
but
for
I
now.
Mean, can we all, if we all just invest in the right
equipment and stuff.
Equipment.
And talent. Because
and
there are some people that should not be acting.
But I mean, this is why you shouldn't take someone based on... I mean, it works on some shows where it's the pretty faces or the handsome faces or whatever that get the parts and not necessarily because of your craft. So,
So moral of the story, be fly.
No.
Oh. Look at thing. What's her name?
Be a double threat. Have talent. You see how pretty Utuso is.
Yeah.
But she...
Yeah, but she throws down.
She kills it.
Yeah, no, she... Her role's always believable. Yeah.
That girl is brilliant.
Yeah. Megan Good, not so much.
No, of course. Nah.
Stop it.
Nah.
Stop
it. Yeah, who never to that much? Just not...
Like, she's horrible in, like, horrible movies. And I mean, that's a talent. Hey, how are you sucky in a sucky movie? Hey? I'd understand if it was like, oh, my God, this movie's so great. Oh, why was she in it? But, like, everybody's horrible, right? And then she's extra horrible.
And she's the famous one.
And she's the famous one. Because she's pretty.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Yeah.
Did you see when they hacked into her iCloud?
No.
I got all those nudes, yo.
So I missed that whole iCloud thing.
Really?
Yeah.
They hacked into everybody's iCloud. Everybody sending nudes. Even Jill Scott got some nudes, nigga. Did you see them? And it was just after she lost weight and stuff, right? She, yo, boy. I saved them on my drive. They're on my iCloud now.
Wow.
You can hack that. I saved those dudes in there. You know what I mean? But the talent, I think, is a very important part of getting to the same type of level as American blockbusters.
Definitely.
You
Even
know.
Though America has their fair share of pretty faces doing things they should not be doing.
Yes.
But I mean, there's also a big thing besides the is budget. Budget is a huge thing, and being able to use the budget because what we find here is that you need to stretch the smallest amount of money.
Yeah, like $1,000,000. What are you going to do with $1,000,000?
Yeah,
that's like a day of shooting.
Yeah.
No, for realsies. If you're doing like a proper, you know, production with just think about having extras and you need like 10,000 extras.
Yeah.
You know, you got to pay these people.
Yeah, rent
and
a crowd.
Yeah, and they're filling up a stadium for you, or because we're doing Invictus, for instance.
Yeah.
And we're playing rugby on the field, you know.
And you need, because you also have to control that crowd.
You have to control
it's
the
like
crowd.
That
you
new
have to
add that's on TV now where the guy asks for that's, alcohol.
Isn't that Bobby Skinstead? That's Bobby Skinstead, right?
That ad is brilliant. I mean,
I haven't seen.
Yeah, the Castle Free. Yeah.
The Castle Free.
He goes, "Can I have a non-alcoholic beer?" And then the crowd goes quiet. But then the stadium where they're playing rugby goes quiet, and they stop playing rugby. And yeah, they're like, what is this guy talking about?
Big bucks spent there.
Yeah.
Everyone goes, okay, was a Mukhtulisa about to add a Kaizer Chiefs and Pirates match? I don't think you're going to win.
We're going green screen CGI. There.
Even when people are asking for like moments of silence. Remember they asked for a moment of silence before the Ellis Park thing. They're like, oh, can we have a moment of silence? What did the crowd do? Okay, moment of silence, my ass. They ain't playing.
Yeah, so that's either that's good CGI or it's good budgets.
So perhaps the problem is not with the talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's not with the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
It's with the people that control the budgets then. They're closed-minded.
Okay. Or they just want to take most of it home.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd rather make $100 million than 10 million rands. Do you know what I mean? Because if I'm going to put in, say, for instance, 5 million rand into a project, and it's going to, you know, give me 12 out.
Mm.
But I've got access to 100 million rand, which could give me $100 million. I'm going to take the latter. You know, I think people in this country tend to forget that we are in a global society right now where... If it's dope, it's dope. There's always people who are going to consume that media. I don't think America makes movies to go, oh no, we're just making this for America. Do you know what I mean?
Well, then again, they are an entire continent, so they can say that.
Granted, we are on an entire continent.
Yeah, but...
So we can say as... And there's TV from here to Cairo.
No, I get that, but all I'm saying
there's
is that
cinemas
using,
from here to Cairo.
They're using a different... They when they say America, the country... They are referring to the continent. When we
100%.
Say South Africa, the country, we are referring 100%. To the nine provinces.
I get
that.
But as a financier of a particular entertainment project, I think if I looked outside of the borders of this country and continent, I should be, you know, I'd be willing to put in more money into this production to make it a production that can be consumed whether you're here. Whether you're in the UK or you're in the USA or whatever, because that's just the quality that I want to produce.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even with soapies, I mean, we grew up watching Days of Our Lives. Why? What? I know Marlena. Remember when Marlena did the thing? She was the devil and she was possessed and stuff. That thing traumatized me. And I mean, this is an international thing that we're watching.
Yeah.
On these tiny 54 centimeters.
Oh, with the hunchbacks.
With the hunchbacks, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and why can't we have kids in the States growing up saying, oh man, you know, I grew up on Uzalo for lack of a better show.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think it's because, and I get the language thing. Yo, I couldn't speak English when I started watching Days of Our Lives. And more of our productions are actually being done in English.
Yeah.
We throw in a little vernac here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
but
our show right
now. We're starting to have a lot of vernac.
Yeah, because this is what the major broadcasting
is asking for.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because they're commissioning things based on, oh no, we've got vendor people that are not being represented on television.
Which is cool.
But can I weigh in on this?
Like, okay.
You must remember that we've got new money.
Yeah.
Black people have got new money.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at the US, it's old money, and the people that finance, like, the Hollywood type of.
It's like old money.
They don't know what to do with the money. So that's why they can put in, like, $100 million.
Okay.
$200 million into one fucking film.
Okay.
And then make billions off it because they've been having money.
And they're not scared to lose $100 million.
Yeah, because, I mean, and also like, they invest in. So, you know that Jay-Z line where it's like, if I bought an artwork for 1 million,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
she's going to be 2 million.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what they do. They invest because they're like, okay, we bought all the Ferraris that we could. We bought Let's invest in the arts. And what better to do it than film, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And also it's like a political thing also. It's like, how do we influence our culture throughout the rest of the world?
Yes.
So they have a mandate. There's a different whole, mandate that they have.
There's to what the rest of the world freaking has. Mandate for it, you know?
Yeah.
So how do we infiltrate that? Like as
intention. We our intention isn't to influence. We're still trying to fix problems here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and we still want to be copycats.
Fam.
We still want to be
people need
them.
Water. People need electricity. People need houses.
Yeah.
You get me? Mm. So who, like, if you a billionaire, right?
Yeah.
If I come to you and say,
I'm
going to
spend it on a watch.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way. I'm like, if I said, yo, I need 100 million. Just, I need to do this film. I don't know if it's going to work, but I need to do this film.
Yeah.
There's no way you're giving me 100 million.
Well, I would. But the average person wouldn't.
Oh, Mr. Money Bag.
So it's intention. Like, it's always intention. The moment we stop, we start intending to make art, like to influence, not just making art, but art to influence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then we can get to like the level of like Transformers and get to the level of like.
Yo, that's lit, man. And like, why do Americans always have like aliens in their movies? Are they trying to tell us something?
Intention.
They're trying to tell us
look
something.
At the story. Aliens come into the world. Americans save it. They come to New York. Americans save it.
Yeah.
American troops. American armies. American blah, blah.
Crenshaw, if we bomb America, no aliens are coming. Because they always land there.
No fucking aliens are coming, bro.
Hey, if they always land in America, we just have to get rid of America.
So look at
I hear what you're saying, though. Yeah. The intention is, and what they're trying to build in your mind is that we are superior. We are.
Yeah, yeah.
We will
we
got your back.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what it is that comes in. We will kill that thing.
Yeah,
I get that, Sim. And you're so right when you talk about intention, because even people who are on social media, you know, speaking about how social media has leveled the playing field.
Yeah.
If you talk people on social media, they know, they have the tools, they have the right phones, they have the right furry carpets to make it look great.
Yeah.
So, their intention is, this is my art, and this is how I want you to think I live.
Sure.
Nah.
Sure.
So there's always that intention, Yoguti, this is my life, it's glitzy, it's glamorous, it's this, and that's the intention. Hence the followers, hence the, you know, like it will always just follow.
Mm.
So we need to take that same approach with even the singing shows in this country, you know, especially the ones that have...
What a work.
The ones that have the American counterparts that originally come from
all
side.
Of them are American formats.
Oh, well, yeah,
that's very
true.
Let's just put it out.
Yeah, all of them are American formats.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
One of them are American formats.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
True.
They could name it
whatever.
SA's got fam. All of them are American concepts.
Yeah. That's true.
But
that's
it's
true.
Also it's also the companies
that win the tenders.
Not necessarily, but that pitch. Because, and I won't single. I'll
don't single out. Yeah.
Like at Endemol.
Yeah.
For example, Endemol isn't a South African company.
Yeah, no.
It's not, fam. They got Endemol Australia.
Oh, for real?
Like,
and they own South African TV.
Yeah, it's a whole franchise. You know what I'm saying? And those are the people that are making Big Brother.
What's the big dog in like a South African production company? What's the big
like,
dog?
At the moment,
South African, like full on SA.
Urban Brew.
Red Pepper. Connect TV is a new one. Yeah, Red Peppers.
No, but like
production houses.
People that have been doing this.
Not new cats.
Not new cats because they just came in, or they came in with the new money. You know what I'm saying? But
have been doing this. Yes,
those guys get first preference on like SABC.
Yeah.
Or like ET.
Where's Uzamkos? Where is he? Is he at Red Pepper or Urban Brew? I can't remember.
It's Red Pepper.
Zamkos.
I don't know.
You don't know that dude?
I think he's at Red Pepper. Sim is a 90s.
That guy. That guy's my hero. Like, except with the not eating meat part. But everything else, like, I love that dude.
They changed, him and his wife changed the game.
Yeah, know? Look, yo, Unkensan. Unkensan is the lady that guys. did
Stone Cherry.
Stone Cherry.
Yo, are we talking? Guys, those are we talking like, centuries they're
friend,
ago?
No, but those are friends. Those are friend people. Like,
you think they're friends?
Nah, well, not necessarily friends, but I mean,
are you just saying that because they're black?
I'm not.
I mean,
ultimately, it's because, but like, look at all these Africana films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make the money.
They make that's proper true. Dosh.
Intention also.
Proper dosh. Yeah.
You definitely. Know what I'm saying? Like,
definitely.
You so we need to
stop.
Compare.
So we need to stop making TV for sake of making TV.
We can't make TV.
What should we make?
Stop making TV.
What should we make?
The internet is here, guys.
Internet.
Honestly, if we have the intention of influencing, we need to be on the internet. Because which Nigerian is gonna watch SABC?
Yeah, that's true. But they've got intention in their flicks as well.
No, but. You get my point, like
yeah. So South Africa, we're just idiots, basically. Hey,
that's deep. Now.
Yeah, we're just consumers.
Because you have to be politically correct, also. You know what I'm saying?
We're on internet right now. No. This is internet radio, right?
Yeah.
You know, it just sounds weird saying that internet radio. Okay, you wouldn't remember, but in the 90s there was a thing about internet radio.
And pirate radio.
Yeah, pirate radio and stuff like that. You know, but this is really internet radio.
Yeah,
and we should be free to say anything because we're not really governed by the borders of this country, nor the laws of BCCSA. Or whatever, you know, and ANC can no actually don't come after.
Okay, them. But no. If you're gonna put it that way,
yeah. Let's chat facts.
Facts. But like, we can't depend on like we don't own the TV space.
Yeah. Because everything's commissioned as
a people, like just black people.
Yeah.
If you see. People that look like us, it's only a few. It's like five. We could name them.
Yeah, Fergusons. Yeah, the Fergusons are doing it big.
We could name them.
And they're not even from South Africa.
You know what I'm saying?
They're from Botswana.
Botswana stand up.
If we talking about people that look like us, we cannot name them. We can name a few. Handful, right?
Yeah.
And then you look at the Afrikaners and you look at the Jewish and you look at the Indians they've been having money, you know what I mean?
They're doing
to
it.
Do this. And it's like, what are we doing?
Okay, but here's a question, right? You know these dudes with the money, like the black guys in the country with the money, they go, oh no, Cyril Ramaphosa is worth $14 billion or whatever stupid
Mr.
number.
McDonald's.
Now I don't know much about billionaires because I've never really had a conversation with one. But
you're talking to me.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I'm a billionaire.
Oh, there we go.
Facts.
Tando, tell us.
Facts.
If you
my
got
bank account just needs to catch up.
Yeah. Facts. So now, if you're a billionaire, right?
Yeah.
Through just a process of superimposing ideas, we're working on the concept.
Mm-hmm.
If I've got $100 in change in my pocket, and somebody asked me for a buck, I was
you're no longer.
No, you're no longer. But I just give it to you. Like if a dude on the street, you know, you check the car and there's like $5 in there. Maybe you've got $10,000 in your account, right? Now, if I'm a billionaire, the equivalent of $5 to $10,000 in my account is maybe 5 bars, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know the maths, but somewhere around there. If not 5 bars, 500,000 rands.
Yeah.
Right? So if I'm asking you for $500,000, it's like, I'm going to have run.
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And these cats don't.
Intention.
Like their families are hungry. Like brothers, siblings.
Yeah.
Siblings. I mean, you're in the paper every week and it's like, yo, this dude just locked down a 30 billion rand deal and whatever. And your brother's hungry, B. Are you then really a billionaire or is the media just lying to us? Media.
You're really a billionaire. You're just selfish.
It's just your intentions aren't straight.
Okay. So you're a real billionaire that just enjoys watching your family suffer.
Selfish, B.
Okay. Okay.
But I mean, and there's a lot of families like that, who people who actually don't have to be billionaires, but who can themselves.
It seems like it's only amongst black people. Because there's a mangamla. If I got a business, everybody works there. Everybody. And we've seen it. We've gone to companies where that guy is actually that guy's sister-in-law. Well.
Let's not generalize it. It's not all of them. I've seen my fair share. It's not just a racial thing. It's a thing that happens.
It's
more prone to what we're exposed to, which is black people, but it's a thing. Like, there's people who actually, and it stems from a lot of things. It stems from how the families were conditioned or grew up or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Because there's certain family dynamics that are just, they're on a whole other level, and I mean, this is where you get like step families or whatever, where you like a proper Cinderella story, and then you have that glass slipper and you go and live in the castle, and you leave those step sisters and your stepmother behind, and you're like, I don't know them, you know what I mean? So there's a lot going into it.
It's really sad.
I don't think it's a racial thing per se. It's
I kind of be I want to be rich with everybody. Like, I want all my friends to be rich. I would like, if I'm in a Porsche, everybody needs to be in a Porsche. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Because I mean, that's where the fun is. Yeah. Like, nobody likes going out with a broke guy. Hey? No, like, we all balling out here. And you're the guy that...
Oh, but there's some people that get a kick from it.
Yeah, I know.
The guys who will say, ah, do you know what I mean? Like, those kind of guys.
Yeah, but that's like a form of oppression, though. Like, you're just...
Yeah, well,
ultimately,
that's...
Ultimately, it is a racial thing, then.
Then it is a racial thing?
Yeah. How? What do you mean?
Because we only had money now.
Yeah, it's like a new thing.
We only had... Like, look at all the billionaires.
It's a new thing.
There's no black billionaire in South Africa that's like 1960s or like 1970s.
No. Forget about it.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, forget about it.
So we only had money now.
Yeah, but it's new. Therefore, that's new money mentality.
True, but therefore, we can only express, like, we the generation that can create generational wealth. But it's like, the people before us,
Ain't trying to help a brother out.
You know, like that, you're like, we know them. This.
They in the family. We know this. Them.
And they're like, okay, I'll call you.
Yeah, aye. Twaka.
There's one in every family, son.
There's more than one in every family.
That is
But that's why I'm saying that's not a racial thing.
No, but the backside to it is a racial thing.
No.
It's not.
It's a family dynamic thing. I have plenty friends who are not black who experience the exact same things. The exact same things. So that's what I need to mean. It's a mentality thing.
Okay.
That part of it. And it's a new money thing.
Okay.
And it's an exposure thing.
Yeah, but I mean, how are you going to get old money? I was watching a documentary on the Rothschilds, right? And before they were the Rothschilds, they were just like another regular ass family, right?
Yeah.
But what they did differently was that they put niggas on. They were like, okay, I just made this much money. Let me show you how I did it.
Let's keep it in the family.
Yeah, let's keep it in the family. Let's do this together. And then this guy's kids ran all the other branches of the Rothschild companies. So on the boards, it was the whole family. Like, you know how the Nigerians do it? Like, Davido's dad, right? What Davido? They've got this huge company. I forget
mining
the name.
Yeah,
some mining or farming, whatever, up there in Nigeria, right? Yeah. Like, his dad is worth $700 million. Davido.
Let that sink in.
Yeah. His daddy is worth $700 million, US dollars. Yeah. And the board of directors, it's all these kids. Yeah, Davido's got a degree, like a BA degree or whatever, right? And all these kids are just in the board of directors because we're keeping it in the family and we're growing this wealth and making it actually generational. Davido now, I think he's worth 11, 12 million US dollars. That's his net value, apparently. Hey, yeah. So
yeah, but I
generational
mean,
man.
But it's another type of mentality, and we need a whole other show for it. But I don't think it's a black thing. Honestly,
I think we'll get into it. Let's you know, put a pin in it. We'll get into it, and maybe invite some of these legacy kids.
Yeah, I think let's invite
get some legacy kids.
And let's get some people in the entertainment industry who will let us know more about the standards and why South Africa is finding it so hard to reach them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, guys, that's our time. This is Andile Kunene, half man, half amazing, cool as ice, twice as nice. Hit us up on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Do the damn thing.
At Curve Corner, and you can also hashtag the Curve Corner, and you'll find us on cliffcentral.com. This is Nolu Thando Nkosi. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. It's been amazing.
Videos are coming soon to YouTube. Check it out. Subscribe. Yeah.
This is cliffcentral.com.